Blackstone Audio presents Escape from Alcatraz by J. Campbell Bruce. For Bianca, who did time on this rock. Chapter 1. January 14th, 1960, a Thursday, broke dismal and drizzly over the San Francisco Bay region. The Weather Bureau had forecast a few showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon. The showers would spill off the southern fringe of a disturbance centered in the Gulf of Alaska, spawning ground of winter storms along the Pacific coast. During the night, the center had moved a bit southward, and an hour or two after daybreak, as unexpectedly as an earthquake, the storm whiplashed the Bay Area. Gusty winds flung sheets of rain along the street, pelted hail at windshields, powdered the high peaks with snow. Commuter traffic crawled off the bridges and the Peninsula Freeway, further choking the city's already clogged arteries. The Warden Johnston, the boat Alcatraz, grated against the landing at the Fort Mason dock as she rose and fell on the wind-stirred swells. She was a half-hour late casting off for the 9 o'clock trip to the island. The skipper glanced at the frothing whitecaps on the bay, then back at the gateway to the pier. He was waiting for an extra passenger coming in from